Welcome, everybody, to the Full Scoop Podcast. I am your host, Alan Brown. This is the show where we dive into an interesting topic or headline.
When the news breaks, we fix it.
Where we bring you yesterday's news tomorrow.
Hey, you remembered our old tagline.
I like it. It's my favorite.
Today, we are talking about sex. Have some? Here to help me cook up the show are my co-hosts.
Johnny Kelso.
I'm Jesse.
And I'm Winston Smith. You know, since we're talking on sex, I have a question that I've been thinking about. DuckTales. Woo! One of my favorite.
Oh, yeah. I definitely understand the link there.
One of the greatest cartoons ever of the 80s. Fantastic. You know, you got Huey, Dewey, and Louie, the little nephews. And we've seen them go to school, so there are other duck children. I have a question. Are they born from eggs?
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
For the life of me, I can't.
We've never seen them as eggs.
Have we ever seen anybody as eggs?
That would be super cute.
Yes.
Just a little female duck walking around with her egg in a stroller.
Isn't there a character that's a duck with swing. Two legs through the shell?
I think that's Looney Tunes, bro.
There could be a Looney Tunes.
It's one.
Are you thinking of a Pokemon?
Togepi. Togepi.
You might be thinking of Pokemon.
Eggshell White. I feel like I have to rewatch the entire series
just to prove him wrong.
To see if he's right. I need to see. Like there might be
a positive spin on
duck in there somewhere.
It's gotta be in there.
So that's the only way. So I'm gonna have to start rewatching DuckTales. I started thinking about that. I don't think we've ever seen like a newborn or anything.
But more importantly,
that would be so cute.
They do still fornicate.
Gross.
They must.
Yeah,
just those children came from somewhere.
You see some of those duck villains? Sexy.
Are you talking about the witch with the black hair bob?
You know which one I'm talking
magic
about.
Magic of the spell. Magic of the spell.
See, that little egg on the right-hand side, I think that's from there one of those Merry Melodies.
Well, that's like...
That's Garfield and
it's
Friends.
It's in my brain.
Oh, yes. There was an egg on Garfield and Friends.
There was.
He was not. Egg. He was not born. There they are.
That egg is so easy. Cute.
He was the younger brother because the older one had already hatched. So he was like a little chick.
Oh, look at it.
What? Well, that's how they grow up.
Speaking of eggs, segs. So, Jess, I understand you have a Did You Know for us.
I did.
Just imagine the theme song is playing here. Just imagine it. Okay, go. Go.
Did you guys know that in Texas, Pornhub has been banned?
I had heard rumors.
I was the first to
I did not know that or why, or I didn't even know it was coming up. I would have voted against it.
Who is behind this?
So the funny thing is that Pornhub website does tell you that you can like send in a letter to your local congressman. Okay.
So I bombarded my Senate.
Hey, we're in Texas.
No, when the crappy I go there thing now. Is nobody wants to put their name in favor of this.
My name's the only one on the fucking
you have to
petition.
What
the fuck?
So
I'm an adult, man.
I don't know how many people.
You know
are
who
like,
doesn't want to put their name on the petition? Kids. Who shouldn't be on there anyways.
What?
That's why that actually I was reading an article that said that's the whole deal behind it is that they couldn't do the age verification.
I was mad at first. I have this super secretive app that it's called like some
go ahead tell
you
us
can't say, you can't say the name.
It doesn't fucking work. I don't care.
FBI bro.
it said like internet settings or something and it's just like a cog, like a settings cog. But little do you know, if you open
a big
it,
cog, like a 10-inch cog,
into a porn cog, and it just links you to Pornhub,
BBC,
But it doesn't work, and it hadn't worked for a while.
The news website.
So I knew it was down before they announced that they were going to get rid of it. I was like, stupid cogs not working, only
you. you gotta call customer service now.
You felt the disturbance in the force way before.
And I accidentally found out you could open it when you have a VPN incognito. Turned on. No, a VPN. And I was like, ooh, that's not good. That means there's litigation turmoil. I was like, fuck. But yeah, apparently we lost.
So,
I'm not mad at it. Because I remember, like, these kids deserve to have a hard time to find porn just as I did when I was their age.
They have it too good.
I had to.
Gen Z and millennials.
First porn you're introduced is a Girl's Gone Wild, but it's like blurred.
Yeah, from TV. You know,
TV it's commercial. Just
like, you can sometimes the little sensor would move a little too far and you catch a nip slip.
Just a little.
But I used to have to go to the library and fucking like look over my shoulder.
Like a nerd.
Yeah. Oh. And then just like mentally remember what I saw for later.
Yeah.
How to the librarians. Oh my God, all these kids are really reading this summer.
And if you were lucky enough to get your hands on a magazine. Oh. That was your go-to for next 2 years, at least. That's all you had. And you couldn't risk lending it to a friend because you'll never get it back.
Never. Or you will, man. And that's even worse.
You know what he's done with it.
That's not even to mention all the viruses you get downloading stuff. Like, if you're not getting viruses, you know, you're not doing it right. You're not searching hard enough.
It's like real sex. If you're not risking a virus, you ain't doing it right.
The darker the porn, the worse the virus. That's all it is.
You hit a blue screen. Yeah, you were doing some bad stuff. You've gotten down a very dark hole. Path.
If you can't read the screen or the little thumbnail because it's in German,
one has Russian subtitles.
I don't know what this could be.
I'm scared to click it because it's got Russian subtitles.
I'll fucking do it. Come on, let's see what happens.
I know you will.
War right now.
You open it up, it's just a video of Putin riding around topless on a horseback.
Staring at
that. And somehow that sounds very
some
sexy.
Some do get off on that. This is mid 2000s Putin.
Ah. He was ripped.
Yeah. Yeah, bro.
He's still ripped.
He had the muscles. Yeah, ex-KGB, bro.
Do you remember the first fucking virus you had?
Probably like the flu or something. Something common.
The first Trojan.
Oh, well, no, I don't think it was. You know what? It wasn't anything memorable.
No. I would like to remind the listeners that I'm related to all of you, but also that growing up, Alan was my IT person. So
fixed all your Trojans,
all of the things that happened.
I got another one. Yeah. I don't know why. I just go to Amazon.
I'm on YouTube all the time. I don't understand.
I had a very strict anti-trauma, anti-scarring policy.
And like, I had I'm a very just, don't
I'm just
ask,
gonna
don't
clean
tell.
This for you, and I'm not gonna look at anything.
Did not look at the history.
No,
come on, you looked at it.
Don't ask, don't tell. I'm not
don't
gonna
wanna
ask.
Know. Very strict 90s. Don't ask, don't tell.
Damn,
I can remember one, and it wasn't even like I was doing anything bad.
Uh huh.
Yeah. I was searching up WWE stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm on like
that
I'm
is going one
wet woman erotica. That's where you went wrong.
That is one keyword away from being super sexy.
And I'm in there looking for like wrestling stuff. And this is like the early days of the internet, of course.
Right.
So I'm going down some rabbit hole.
The 1900s.
And all of a sudden I click on some match video, boom, porn everywhere. I'm like, what is happening to my life. This is
I remember that one.
Wait, and is this when the computer was in the living room with the rest of the family?
The trauma.
You had to look over your shoulder. God.
If that happened, I'm turning it off and leaving it there for the next person.
Unplug. Just unplug everything.
Well, so I was asking because I just cut and fixed my son's first virus.
Digitally transmitted disease.
And I fucking noticed because he hadn't used his computer for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And he's like
awfully quiet over there.
He's religiously on that fucking thing. And I see.
But he's what? Gen Z, Gen Alpha? Gen Alpha, right?
11? He's 11?
He's probably like Gen Alpha. So they know how to use technology. They don't know how to fix it.
Exactly. Yeah.
So he was just keeping it to himself. Like, man, fuck. If I just ignore
it'll
it,
go away.
I know I fucked it'll this up.
It's like real.
Let me just leave it alone. And pray my father
maybe
never
my dad fucks around with my computer, he'll think he did it.
No, so I see him and I look at my wife, I'm like, look at him, he did something to the fucking computer, I know it.
he's just avoiding eye contact.
He's playing outside and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with him?
Something's wrong. Something's wrong with our kid.
I go in there, man.
That boy ain't right.
I boot that motherfucker up and boop, 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 boop. All this shit starts coming up. I'm like,
Did you make him use it in front of you?
Yes.
Come here. I need you to look up something for me. Hey.
It's like, why, Dad? I'm like,
Pull up Wikipedia.
I want to check something.
No, I broke him down because he refused to use it. I was like, you need to tell me what happened. He's like, oh, yeah. Well, doesn't want to work anymore.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay. So you need to learn about this viruses, bro. I think that's the new birds and the bees talk.
That sounds like the sex talk.
You need to use protection.
You got to use protection.
If you don't know her that well, don't trust her.
I turn off.
If you don't know the site, don't trust
her. I turn off the antivirus. I tell him to turn it on. You need to turn on the protection. But
did he admit to anything?
No, and you know what? I don't think it was.
We just assume.
No, I did. I looked. I checked the history and
no, I looked. I am aware.
Sometimes there's certain pages that you'll get those banners. Those banners will get you. You go down a rabbit
you're
hole.
You're infected, you know, and you're not yet.
Right. And I think that's what it was. But whatever. So I taught him how to at least revert when it happens immediately. How to revert Windows back to a previous safe state to fucking like just get rid of everything.
Pretend nothing happened.
Yeah. Oh. At the bare minimum, like just pretend nothing happened. Better luck next time.
Yeah. I'll be right back.
Spare your father the trauma.
I don't link my my two computers together. My traumatized
that's
him.
Smart, bro. Right. No, but hey, the other thing is, doesn't he do like a lot of microtransactions and stuff? Like he's still got to go in there and like reset passwords, man. I would.
They're all my passwords.
Microtransactions, those add up.
Yeah. They eventually go macro and boom, macro? 10K in debt.
Is that how that works?
Now Johnny's feeling.
No, everything I do online.
You should check how much Bitcoin he bought.
I do it for love.
I do it through PayPal, so it's covered. I don't care.
Don't worry about it.
This is not my problem.
It's covered up to like $1 million or something like that.
So you guys want to see the actual message? This is on.
Read it.
Pornhub.com.
Pornhub voice.
Ooh. Dear user, as you may know.
Why did you revert to girl officials. Sexy voice?
That's his voice.
That's his sexy voice.
This is my sexy voice. Wait, hold on. Present.
Oh my God. No, not that. Read it like Antonio.
Dear user, as you may know, your elected officials in Texas are requiring us to verify your age before allowing you to access our website.
They already did that.
They require your permission. Not only does this impinge consensual. On the rights of adults to access a protected speech, it fails on, it's very dry language actually. It fails strict scrutiny by employing the least effective and also most restrictive. Someone summarize this for the listeners because this is, they lost me.
They need a better way to verify your age. Like
protect the children.
They want to protect children, and as always, the easiest way is to just say no one can have access to the, ban it all. Ban the weapons.
These are the same fuckers that are allowing sexual based teaching in fucking elementary school.
Are they? I'm pretty sure it's the Republicans who are banning this.
They're the same ones that are banning that.
Yes,
it's the ones that are banning Pornhub are the same ones banning the.
Always been the prudes when it comes to sex. Even though they get busted for sexual
the weirdest
and the weirdest stuff, way more. It's than a the cover Democrats. Up because they're so. They're
it's a cover
so,
up. Is that witch hunt?
What's the word? What's the word when you're like you just keep it all inside?
Repression.
They're so repressed. That they let it out in public instead of doing it.
Well, don't put it back.
Well, you know what? They don't mean to, but they just,
Right.
But they do.
I forgive them. It's okay.
So it's stuff like this. They're banning the porn.
God damn.
Now they're just going to go out and do it in public restrooms.
Like the rest of the population. Normal.
Like normal Americans.
Like normal.
Wait a minute. What was that about?
There's an apricot. I can't say that.
Apricot. You're welcome.
Apricot.
Apricot. Appropriate.
There's
appropriation.
There's a saying.
There's a word for it.
Censorship is telling an adult he can't have a steak because a child can't chew it.
I love that.
Oh.
That's so amazing.
They obviously haven't seen my children.
No steak for anybody.
My children have been eating steak since the womb.
Finally, you got the.
I don't know if that's
right.
It's not about steak. It's not about a literal steak. He's totally like, down with vegans. You know? He just turned on. Goddamn hippies.
That is his crusade.
Johnny should run for office, and that's his campaign slogan. Steak
for everyone.
I might win.
And I don't mean that as a suggestion. I'm telling you.
You misspelled steak, right? You're gonna
S-T-A-K.
You're like Buffy the Vampire Slayer up here.
That's what's at stake.
That's what's at stake. The steaks are at stake.
Did someone say steak?
Yeah. Yeah. As long as you blame it on the liberals wanting to take steak from you. Then, like, you got to create an enemy out of someone. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly it. All right. Changing gears a little bit. Johnny, you said you've heard of this Project 2025. I only saw a little bit about it yesterday.
I
for
only
the first
read it
time.
For the article,
for the pictures.
No, but I mean, I'll link the video that I watched, and it was essentially this conservative. A constitutional law person. I don't know. They're an expert, and they have a video talking about all the ways that this Project 2025 plan means to get around and use loopholes in the Constitution or gray areas in the Constitution to give the president more power and basically have them institute this Project 2025. What is it exactly? Well, I go to Johnny just to hear what you've heard about it.
No, I haven't.
And then maybe we can leap.
I
haven't
heard much about it, but what I noticed off the bat, as far as when they were describing what it was, like, okay, this is a power that has been used and manipulated previously on several occasions by the U.S. government, one of which being, who was it? I believe it was George Bush. Reagan?
All Bush.
Was
which one?
The
the son.
Junior or senior? Okay, junior.
The dumb one.
Oh.
W.
I think both.
Can't get fooled again.
Well, so when...
I think he can, actually.
When you... what do you call, declare a state of war, the president has damn near total control over the government.
Okay.
There's certain...
I've heard of that.
Yeah, there's certain times like that during war, during like COVID, a state of emergency, which gives the president all sorts of powers. That's how a lot of these executive orders come to play, because they can't be shot down because of the state that the government is in. That's why they create these wars, and they create these pandemics to be able to do a lot of manipulating on the back, and, you know, in the background, and they don't necessarily even have to tell you about it, because of the state that the government is in, and the Constitution allows for it somehow. It goes deeper than that, but that's like about all I know.
So that is correct. It's a good summary. What I was learning about it yesterday is that it's an actual plan. Like, there's a manifesto, and it's like 900 pages long. And the intent is to present that plan, and there's four different parts to it, but to present that plan to the president and argue that there's a part of the Constitution that establishes the office of the president that supersedes all the agencies that the Constitution or that have been created over the past 200 years.
Right, all the checks and balances.
All the checks and balances. You know how, like, there are government officials that are unfireable, quote unquote, let's call unfireable. And the president assigns the heads of the agencies. And he's then not allowed to, like, fire individual employees, you know, because he doesn't have direct oversight of that. Well, they argue that there's enough gray area in the Constitution that he actually does, because he's the agencies that were established were under the executive branch. And so as the head of the executive branch, the president then has the ability to fire whoever he wants, assign whoever he wants. And I'm probably not going to do a super great job of it, so I'll just play the intro to this video. It's really long, so I'm just going to play the intro, which is, I think, like two minutes or so. She's a little wild lady.
When the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
It's a thing called Article 2. Nobody ever mentions Article 2.
More importantly, Article 2 allows me to do whatever I want.
Our common theme is to take down the administrative state, the bureaucracy,
preparing to march into office and bring a new army of aligned, trained, and essentially weaponized conservatives ready to do battle against the deep state.
For the last 18 months, conservatives from every corner of the far-right establishment, from extremist think tanks to former members of the Trump administration to tenured academics, have been working both publicly and privately on a new project. The project's goal? To rescue the country from the grip of the radical left, uniting the conservatives conservative movement in the American people against elite rule and woke culture warriors. You can't tell, but I'm doing the jerk-off motion. And the stakes are high. According to this group, if we fail, the fight for the very idea of America may be lost. Last month, this group of far-right leaders, known as Project 2025, released a 920-page manifesto titled Mandate for Leadership, the Conservative Promise. In it, the document's 35 different named authors, united and copyrighted by the far-right Heritage Foundation, lay out an explicit, comprehensive plan to completely overhaul the U.S. government from the inside out, with the ultimate goal of furthering far-right wedge issues and concentrating as much power as possible in the hands of the president. Project 2025 is touted as the ultimate solution to paving the way for the next conservative administration, which they believe will take power in January 2025. While the entire project mimics the same talking points that Trump has harped on throughout his presidency and current campaign, the leaders of this project make clear that the plan is not dependent on a specific person winning the Republican nomination and ultimately
the
White
House. But it depends on a Republican.
Instead, it's a blueprint
period.
For the next conservative whoever they may be.
Yeah, but this is queued up now. It's loaded.
So
it's
far,
ready.
They will answer to no one, wreaking havoc on the delicate balance of our three branches of government.
If it's not this next one,
to agree
with that shit.
Nearly two and a half
and
centuries.
I think right now
this
there's only one that would agree.
The country.
Oh, how I wish you were right, man. Yeah, the Republican Party has become Trump's party, man. And there's a lot more like him, some a little crazier because they want to push the envelope, pretend that they're crazier than Trump.
I don't buy it.
You don't buy what? Wait, what part?
Buy it. When it comes down to it, to put the big boy pants on, they're going to fag out and they're going to fucking follow the money. Trump's the only one don't give a fuck.
Well, that's the thing. Right now, the money's coming from Trump.
No, yeah. But if he's not the one that wins, that's it. We're done.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That plan's...
No, of course. It's all... They're putting all their eggs in his basket, but he doesn't even know how to hold the basket.
He doesn't need to. He's got somebody that... professional basket holders.
That holds the basket.
Don't worry about that.
There's a whole foundation.
Actually, I'm pretty worried.
There's a whole foundation of like-minded people, man. It's called the Family Heritage Foundation. They just introduced it. Trump is definitely not the only one, man. Like this whole thing with the abortion rights law being overturned, Trump packing the courts with Supreme Court justices. Like
those are little things.
He's little things.
Climate policy issues.
Jesus Christ!
Like take away power from the EPA. They want to dismantle any type of regulations as well in regards to greenhouse gases. Like there's a lot of nonsense behind all this that they want
to so that's all in here. And like the important thing to note about this is that there's an actual game plan, whereas the Democrats don't seem to have shit. They're a little disorganized, and
they've been disorganized for like the past two decades.
Yeah, I was gonna say that fucking conservatives have, I mean, you have to give them credit where it comes to political strategy.
They keep winning?
Or an organization, yeah.
They were thinking about the long game way, way before this moment, or way before Trump won.
If you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
See? But the point being that involved in this is the whole, you know, instituting... conservative values and religious, exactly. The Family Heritage Foundation is trying to make religion a part of the state, which will then...
No. Do not say religion. What religion?
Christianity.
Oh, yeah. Christianity wasn't
this has like nothing to do with religion. Let's not even joke around that this has anything to do with religion. And it has everything to do with Christianity.
Oh, well, that's just that's the phrasing that this chick used, but yeah, exactly.
Yeah. We're not falling for
back
it.
Back to the fucking Pornhub here, okay?
Let's bring it back
Pornhub
to Pornhub.
Never hurts anyone.
Well, they're going to take it from you, man.
I want to know what their justification was for being a bad parent and taking Pornhub.
See, and that's the thing. It takes away the responsibility from the parents to parent your own children.
That's all they keep doing. Like, it's not their
Because all these rich conservatives are hiring illegal immigrant nannies, and they don't know how to work the computers, and the kids are getting all
hoop,
in the...
Por hoop?
Exactly. Ponle por hoop, que se cuide solo.
How dare you put that for my children?
I know, señor. I don't know, señor. Señor, no, please.
That's also the dumbest thing. You really think I'm not going to go into a shittier site for porn? You're stupid.
I know, like,
Pornhub is not the only site. Pornhub
is one of the classier ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's that,
why is that one the target?
You're just opening up the country for worse DTIs, one, yeah, okay?
At least you have to go through a little...
DIYs.
What is that DTIs. Thing? Are you not a robot or something?
Yeah. At least the bicycle.
Okay. Pornhub may have been the first or at least the most high profile, but as of this week, porn site XHamster and Chatterbait have been blocked.
I can tell you that they've already gone above and beyond because you Google or search any kind of porn and the results are extremely limited. So what they did?
I'll be honest. This is what we used to get on. Get on Cinemax.
Fucking this bullshit.
I don't need a lot of content. I just need the right content.
It's not about quantity. It's about quality.
Well, they're leaving up the ones you got to pay for.
Uh huh.
This is bullshit. Yeah.
Well,
it's bullshit. I'm just angrily at your phone for with any your credit card.
Yeah.
I got who's paying for porn? Idiots.
In the past fucking decade, I've had it at my fingertips.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say fingertips.
I would literally fingertips.
Well, all right.
Palm.
To turn we should. Palm. It's in the palm of my hands. We should leave the listeners with some tips.
Oh my god, the Pornhub intro.
Johnny, you should leave them with the Pornhub intro. Yeah, what is it? What? Wait, it's copyright, isn't it? It? Is it like?
It doesn't matter. It's legal.
Fuck it.
You should leave them with that.
I think if it's less.
I'm just gonna leave with an actual porno.
I have to admit, like, I've never actually ever visited Pornhub because I felt it was too corporate.
Yeah.
It's too corporate.
Bastards.
Also, I have a question. So in Texas, we've been getting a lot of I'm gonna say traffic from California.
Oh yeah.
Do you think that's gonna affect the leading party in Texas?
It already is.
Back to California.
Interesting.
Because it's always been like a red state, but if we're getting a lot of people from California,
no, it is.
Like, and the traffic is high.
Someone said last election, it was very close to purple. Someone was like, it's purple! Purple! not quite enough.
Never
but,
seen that color.
I mean, that's a good point. Yeah. It's now been, five, 6 years?
They're getting in smaller offices. They're making their ways into being principals and on school boards.
Right, right.
They're slowly infecting.
And some, I assume, are good people. But anyway.
It's hard to tell either way.
No, it's an infection. Fuck. You got to take them all out. Otherwise, it just keeps happening.
Mm. Oh,
interesting.
But it's the Texans that are blocking the porn.
Yeah, I don't. I think you're lost here, man.
I think that's where I was going.
You because want more porn? You need to vote blue. Less porn red. That's as easy as they can make it.
So they're trying to, like, you know.
Uh huh.
The porn is what's bringing the Californians to Texas. So they're trying to get rid of it now.
So now they can't search it.
Now they have to go back to California.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay.
Typical Texas is going to cut off the nose despite the face.
Yep. Well,
more guns in school, less porn in our phones.
I think if...
Yeah.
Texas.
I like that.
There's if anybody is listening to this and wants to access porn and somehow only goes to Pornhub,
we'll give you
what are you, 10?
You're SOL.
Yeah, what the hell, man? Go to YouPorn. That's the next over. I think that one works.
Just go to Google Images. You
got xnxx.com for those of you. Come on, keep them coming. Keep them coming. What else?
Honestly, I'm very dedicated to that. I'm very lucky that that I don't use Pornhub, because then I would have been like, ah, fuck, I need some recommendations.
All right. Well, then you give recommendations to our listeners.
That was the one. You just said it.
Oh, XNXX.
Yeah. I don't use Pornhub.
Pretty, pretty partial there, too.
Because I also thought it was very corporate.
They had a sweet spot for a while.
Yeah, because of the app. Like, nobody else had that app. Like, who else provided me with a secret way of accessing porn on my phone?
Oh, yeah, that's smart.
See, they actually went above and beyond to keep children away from their porn.
That makes
sense. The only ones that I can block it on my browser. Failed,
now it's on you.
I can block it on my browser, but I have this secret app that my children will never want to open up, which was
it's settings.
Yeah. Boom. And see, that's what parents don't want. They don't want to be proactive in their children's lives. They want to step back and want them to be
responsibility is on others.
Look, yes. I don't want to
watch my children, so just block
it. I actually think there is a higher benefit in Pornhub being there, because it's counteracting what YouTube is doing to their fucking brains and almost bringing them back to fucking a little bit of reality.
Primal.
Fucking.
Oh, man. Also, actually, YouPorn is also blocked. Brazzers, X-Hamster, RedTube.
Oh, man. Those were all my go-tos.
Yep. they know. They know how to kick you in the balls. Climate, you know?
It's all right. Those are the old school ones.
I was thinking, what was it? Flickigimheimer.com. It's German.
I think it's .org, bro.
It's like .org. It's like .dot. No, like .dot Deutsch.
Dot NZ, bro. Like,
the other okay. place. They can't touch those. Stupid ISPs. Right.
Well, I think that'll be our show for today on this. Let me throw it over to Winston.
Right, you know, last bit of advice. I understand, you know, Pornhub is asking you to write to your congressman, and maybe you're a little afraid of that. But you know what you can also do? Inundate them with phone calls.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm sure that would drive them crazy, just because for legal government business, they're not using their cell phones. They have a landline. Mm-hmm. You can just blow that up with phone calls day in and day out. So go ahead, give that a try. Maybe it'll drive them nuts.
Just connect them to a sex hotline.
Oh my God.
Do those still exist?
Wait, you called me? No, I called. Wait,
you know what? This? That would be a good use of your money. Call a sex line and just tell them, look, I will pay you just to argue.
I'm gonna merge these calls. Hold on.
You're gonna merge the calls. You just argue with them. Hey,
you never know. You might get something juicy and recorded, and now you got them.
Well, now you got them. We're not saying to blackmail your local politicians, of course.
But you must leverage the information that you receive.
Leverage the knowledge. Yes. As the CIA would say, leverage the enhanced interrogation techniques.
Well, if you want to learn even more about all the things we've discussed today, you can find all the links in Pornhub the show notes. Yeah, we will definitely not be linking Pornhub, since that's blocked gone. Anyway. Although we have international listeners, you can still enjoy it.
And if you like what you hear, you can support us by sharing us with two friends, and they'll share with two more friends. It's exponential.
We're growers, not showers, no pun intended.
I mean, I hope that's true, because I'm seeing neither. You know this already, but
you've just received the full scoop.
Yummy!